This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Look, you can find us on the AUN network in Northern California, and they're going to be branching out to, Nevada and a few other places. Where you get to actually see me, God bless. Why would you want to do that? Don't ruin your dinner. Anyway, always a pleasure, and I do mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure for you to, when you join me, and I do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen, and you can take a poll. There's a lot happening up there. You can sign up for the email blast. That won't kill you either. Helps me. Pumps my numbers up. But no, really, seriously, I send out an email once a week, I think it is. We let you know what's going on, the kind of things we're going to be talking about, things we're doing. And you can decide from, you know, there what nights you want to listen to, what nights you don't. I wish you'd listen every night, but hey, whatever. You got to do what you got to do. All right, so this is, I told you, smorgasbord hour. We're going to have some fun. All kinds of stuff. Look, I'm not going to beat up on the stuff that you're already hearing on 27,000 other stations. I will give you some. I give you some of my thought on what's going on with Biden and both Hunter and Joey B. You know, and I love how they call anybody who puts up any kind of argument, you know, racist or homophobic, you know, or just smearing. I mean, it's kind of like any time you give them anything to chew on, and they can't chew on it, they've got to call you a name. For them, it's that simple, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, Christian author said abortion shouldn't determine how Christians vote in a presidential election. I mean, it's amazing how many pastors are now coming out and backing off a basic biblical principle. Christian author is making the case that the pro-life movement's focus on presidential elections and the U.S. Supreme Court is misguided. The person in the White House is not the key to reducing abortions. A pastor and author who co-hosts the Holy Post podcast with VeggieTales creator Phil Vischer released a video titled, "What About Abortion? Should this one issue determine on Christians' vote?" For almost 50 years, Christians have been told that you support for president will either save or sacrifice the lives of the unborn babies. Now, this has led to a lot of pro-life Christians to become single-issue voters, willing to overlook everything else, as long as they're against abortion. According to the author, the aforementioned pro-life Christians subscribe to an argument that my vote determines a president, the president nominates justices to the Supreme Court can overturn Roe v. Wade. And that will save babies' lives. Now, he went on to explain why your vote for president might not impact abortion the way you think. He shared three assumptions about abortion, first being that a Republican president will appoint pro-life justices. Well, I think he is. He has. He knows that Republicans have made most of the Supreme Court appointments in the last half century, and that the court has only affirmed Roe during that time. The original 7-2 Roe v. Wade decision was made when 6 of the 9 justices were appointed by a Republican president. But see, here's where his argument falls apart. Right? We look at Justice Roberts, and he was appointed by George W. Right? Republican president. And Roberts has been a big disappointment. I mean, big, not a little, a big. We told how conservative he was and what an originalist he might be. I'm finding that not to be true. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have made a couple of decisions that have made us crazy, but they're within the law. Truly within the law. And now you've got this last appointment, and Justice Barrett, notice I called her Justice Barrett already. Now you've got this last appointment coming up, and the reality behind this is it'll give them the weight, it'll give them the originalists, it'll give them the constitutionalists, because that's what these people need to be. They don't need to be operating off of feelings. No. You operate off the law. What does the Constitution say? What is the frame? Now, the 7-2 decision, Roe versus Wade, was made when 6 of the 9 justices were appointed by Republican presidents, and the 2 who were dissented, one was a Democrat appointed by Justice Byron White. Now, White, appointed by President John F. Kennedy, also dissented in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, in which 5 Republican-appointed justices agreed to uphold Roe. See, I think personally that Roe should be whacked down and sent back to the states, which is exactly what Judge Ginsburg, or Justice Ginsburg, felt way back when. You won't hear that, though. She felt it was a states issue, states' rights, one way or the other. I always feel it's an issue of the heart, but that's on a spiritual level. But from a constitutional basis, it's an issue of the states, not for the federal government to step in on. He pointed to a more recent decision this year by Chief Justice Roberts to strike down a Louisiana law that some say would have forced most of the state's abortion clinics to close. Which is why most people feel that Roe versus Wade will never be overturned. See, I don't think you have to overturn it. I think there's a whole bunch of things you can do make it harder. How about you adhere to the original ruling? We're seeing many, many, many late-term abortions and or, partial birth abortions. That was not the intent in the beginning. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Joe, to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I do appreciate this. Look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can do a lot more up there, too. We've got stories that are posted. You know, it helps with the traffic. And again, as I said earlier, it's a new service. Just checking it out. Some of you said, you know, you don't want to go through the whole internet and do all this other crazy stuff on your phone. So if you really want to donate to the show in any way, shape, manner, or form, just simply go, simply text GOJO. Yes, G-O-J-O-E, GOJO, to 77948. That's 77948. GOJO to 77948. $2, $5, $10, $127,000. Anything will do. Seriously. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right. We're talking a little bit about Roe versus Wade, but not about necessarily about abortion in, you know, in and of itself. But it's interesting how, you know, a ruling came down. What was the ruling? And what do we do and not do? Why has it got to the point where it's got today without actually getting in front of the court again? Right? One of the attorneys argued that the Roe decision in 73 did not legalize abortion. It simply reversed Roe wouldn't make it illegal. He contended that in 1972, the year before Roe, nearly 600,000 abortions were performed legally in the U.S., and that number doesn't account for the number of abortions that were unreported by unlicensed doctors. Which is really funny, because the whole idea of it was supposed to be safe. And now in California, pretty much anybody can perform, pretty much anybody with any kind of medical experience can perform an abortion. This is how crazy it's getting here. He also pushed back on the idea that biblical values were commonplace at America's founding and that abortion must have been illegal and super rare until recently. Now, abortion was so widespread in America in the 19th century that one doctor in Missouri said that the evidence will bear out the assertion that in no age of the world has there been a more reckless disregard for the lives of the unborn human beings than in the present age. Boy, you didn't know, huh? Yeah, Christians tend to be, you know, they love to keep their little dirty secrets to themselves. And I'm not bashing on them because, you know, I'm a Christian. I know what goes on. I hear them. I hear some of their stories. And it's hilarious because they think that nobody knows what's going on in their lives. They wear it on their sleeves. And I think it was in Unplanned, I learned about some real good, well, not good numbers, but I learned about real numbers about abortion. 70% of the girls that showed up for an abortion had been to a worship service in the last 90 days. I mean, they'd been to church. What were they thinking? What did they think this was going to do? It was one of the most selfish acts you can do. What were they thinking? Even after those laws were passed in the 1930s, doctors still performed an estimated 800,000 abortions a year. That's after the 1930s. Overturning Roe wouldn't be a decisive win. Instead, we just returned the state-by-state patchwork, he says, of laws that existed before 1973. So what? Every state should have a right in these areas to decide what they're going to do or not going to do. Right? And now, today, frankly, you just get your hands on an abortion-inducing drug off the Internet. In a statement in the Christian Post, Penny Young Nance of the pro-life group Concerned Women for America told the Christian Post that the video failed to tell the whole truth. While she acknowledged that abortion has existed even back to ancient Rome, Nance explained that the more liberal laws and public funding of abortion has increased to a peak of about 2 million per year by the 90s. Now, pro-life America worked diligently to change the laws, putting into place common sense limits like parental notification. And I don't get any of this stuff. Why wouldn't a minor who can't get a darn aspirin at a high school, you know, a teenager for a headache, can go out and get an abortion? It's just amazing. Right? Late-term limits have been changed. The policy changes together with thousands of private pregnancy care centers. They've offered women real alternatives. As a result, they saw the numbers decrease. That's according to them. I'm not so sure I believe that. The most optimistic outcome of overturning Roe would be a nationwide reduction of about 12%. While they acknowledge that the overturning of Roe would help, he urged pro-lifers to focus on what will help the most. I would say it's an issue of the heart. No, really, seriously. It's an issue of the heart. No value for the child, no value for yourself. Anyway, I could go on with this, but, you know, really, ultimately, the whole thing behind it is just making it illegal isn't going to fix it. Right? When are you going to start really telling kids what it's all about? When can we really... I remember in science classes, we used to have a whole segment, when, you know, when you talked about reproductive health. I took reproductive health. Had nothing to do with sex, so to speak. We saw from the moment of conception, right, how the baby formed, how it grew, and how the reproductive system helped. how it helped the baby with its immune system, or soon to be immune system, how it formed its toes and fingers and arms and legs and all that. That was science. That was true reproductive health. Right? But I'm not what it is today. It's truly and actually sex education, any way you cut it. And that just ain't right. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The, you know what? I love this. Now, Trump is talking about releasing the video that they took, the raw video that they took when Leslie Stahl showed up from 60 Minutes to do an interview with him. I don't know why he agrees to do this stuff. They're never on the up and up with him anyhow. So he wants to release it ahead of Sunday's 60-minute airing of it, because he said, look, it's fake and biased. When you sit down, you see the questions they were asking, the way they were dealing with it. And he wants to do it to stop them from putting up the, from doing a modified version, if you would, of the interview. So Trump sat down with veteran journalists at the White House on Tuesday. Right? They interviewed Mike Pence as well. And apparently Joe Biden. The president wants to scoop CBS by sharing his interview before the network does. We'll talk more about this inside the break. But, you know, maybe this is what we need to start doing. When you know you're not getting a fair shake, just put it right out in front of them. Beat them to the punch. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has told lawmakers they are in possession of the Hunter Biden laptop with over 40,000 emails, some dealing with Communist China, Ukraine, Russia, and more. The FBI also announced it was not treating it as a Russian misinformation campaign. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, tells Fox News, hogwash on the folks crying wolf again. Let's get to the meat of the matter.
And we have Clapper, Brennan, Yates, Susan Rice, all these people saying we saw no collusion, no coordination between Russia. We never
saw any evidence of any coordination or any collusion. So these are now the same people who are telling us, oh, the Russians are running some disinformation operation. No one's buying it. Let's get to the facts. Let's figure out exactly how much Joe Biden knew about this, because it sure looks like Joe Biden misled the American people.
The laptop was forfeited for non-payment after it was never picked up from a Delaware repair shop. USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Your host, you listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. All right. We were talking about Trump. And and really, I mean, just such a Trump move, right? Releasing the video of the 60-minute interview before they do. Because he doesn't believe he's going to get a fair shake. And, you know, I wouldn't either. But again, I'm going to go back to what I said before. You know, why bother? Why do it? You know, they're not going to do you right. We already know that, right? Or am I wrong? 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And according to, you know, let's get to some of the news of the day. How's that? All right, so this was kind of, I'm trying to figure out a way to clean this up. But you guys all know, oh, you've heard of the story of Jeffrey Toobins pleasuring himself on a Zoom call that he thought he had muted the video or stopped the video or whatever. I can't stand it. And first of all, I'm going, no, who? What is it? Like, it's pleasure yourself break in the middle of a Zoom call? And apparently they could all see what he was doing because he didn't shut the video off. So CNN now has suspended him. He was their legal analyst. He always looked a little weird anyway. But Brian Seltzer, willing to come to anybody's aid, right? Except for a conservative. He's being mocked for calling the CNN colleague Jeffrey Toobin's scandal an accident. Well, what was the accident? Did he shut the camera off? Really? I mean, you couldn't wait till later in the day? Seriously, this is where these people are at. Now, Stelter offered a peculiar description of the alleged. Now, it can't be alleged if everybody on the call saw it, right? Jeffrey Toobin has been sidelined as a pivotal moment in the run-up to the presidential election. The reason? He exposed himself during a Zoom call with New Yorker colleagues. And what he says was an accident. Well, the accident? I don't even know. How are you going to call it an accident? He knew what he was doing. Oh, he accidentally didn't shut the camera off. Right? I mean, this guy, first of all, Brian Stelter, he's really a sicko. Because he really didn't put in there what really happened. But he doesn't really care. I love the accident part, though. What, he accidentally let everybody see him? Or know what he was like and know what he was trying to do or want to do? Trump is, some of you, I don't know if you know this, Trump is releasing a new national Spanish language ad. Some of you were not happy about that. Right? But seriously, if he's trying to get the Hispanic community, even those that are here, look, my grandmother, who was here legally, she spoke terrible English. Terrible. Conversational at times. Most of the time, terrible. And she understood it as well, but sometimes you had to repeat yourself two or three times. So even though they're here legally, this is, you know, give it to them in their own language for the moment. I know some of you don't agree with that. But if you have to, give it to them in their own language for the moment. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, Jim Jordan's got the right idea, too. He thinks that we should call for a special counsel. What I'd love to know is, and now again, I believe Trump's going to win. So I'm only saying it as something to think about. Does a special counsel stay in place if the if Trump were to lose the race? I mean, if Biden became president, it wouldn't matter anyhow. But I'm just curious about that. Jordan wants a president to call for Attorney General Bill Barr to tap a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. You know, look at my problem with this, and I don't want to sound like I'm defeated. Haven't we already done this before? Where did he get us? What are we doing? Who went to jail? Who got tagged? What warrants were issued for who? After everything we've done. So unless you replace the FBI director with somebody who's got some integrity, why bother? Jordan, a handful of House of Representatives reportedly urged Trump to appoint a special counsel to investigate the younger Biden for years. You know, I mean, this is years that this stuff has been going on with these people. And nobody's actually checked into it. Now, the Republicans, Andy Biggs of Arizona, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Ted Yoho of Florida, and Harris, a different Harris of Maryland, they penned a letter to Barr as well, urging him to appoint the special counsel. You got to find out what's going on. I mean, we may not get nothing back at all like we have the last couple of times, but we might. You know, and for Joe Biden to say that he didn't know anything that was going on, I mean, God, we got to find out how true that is. Because you know that's a lie. But you don't know it's a lie because you weren't there. But we know it's a lie because it doesn't make any sense. And then you find out as they start to let these things out, let's start to open up the file, if you would, you start seeing more than he knew this. More than Joey B. knew this was going on. It may go all the way up to Obama. They haven't released all of that yet. Now, Fox News also learned that the FBI and Justice Department officials agree from the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, that the laptop is not part of any Russian disinformation campaign. Say it again, right? None of that's coming out is part of a Russian disinformation campaign. It's all fact. What's already been revealed as though what was in there is fact. Let that sink in for a minute, right? First of all, the people who said it was a Russian disinformation, these are the same people who told us that the Steele dossier was real, right? So how can you put so much faith in that? And no one's buying this stuff from these people. They've lied to us so much, nobody really trusts them anymore or believes them. You know, they try to hide this thing. Think about something. They try to hide this thing online, on the social justice sites, or Social Warrior, whatever you want to call them. Right? Facebook, Twitter. This is why I keep telling you guys. I'm over at Spreely and Parler. Some of you say, well, I don't get enough play there. Give it time. How much play are you getting on Twitter? We're not getting any to speak of. I mean, seriously, guys, do I suck that bad? We're not getting any. We barely get, I don't know if you guys read them and move past them or what. I've got like, I don't know, what is it up to now, 25 or 30,000 followers? And no action. That doesn't make any sense. Can't be real. And the Dems, they've been chasing this Trump-Russia investigation for almost 4 years now. And still nothing. Absolutely nothing. And our buddy Shifty Schiff, he needs to go to jail for treason. Period. The guy who said he laid his eyes on actual evidence that Trump was in bed with the Russians, where is that? As I said before, if you know for a fact that a president is basically a Russian spy and you don't prove it and show it to the American people or to the law enforcement agencies, then you're just as guilty as he is, aren't you? Now, asked whether he thought a special counsel appointment was likely to occur before Election Day, Jordan said, I hope so, which means maybe not. Trouble Senior Host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. 516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
That means she wants me to leave. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. You know, if you want to simply send me an email, Joe at, some of you say, I don't want to do the email. Well, whatever. Joe at the real side.com, not the email.com. Talking about Jim Jordan's call for a special prosecutor to look over the Joe Biden case. But I don't think it's going to do any good. You're not going to get the information you need with the people that are in office right now, the head of the FBI, for instance. Are you really going to get what you need? You know, these people have been screaming it's Russian disinformation forever, but who's it from? Yeah, it's disinformation about the Russians and how they dealt with this from the Democrats. Right? And they're trying to get you to believe or understand or know now that it's worse. Now, I don't doubt that there's a lot of meddling going on, because they don't want Trump. Unlike what they're trying to tell you, they don't want Trump. He has been the toughest on Russia, and he hasn't given up anytime soon. But look at our relationship. Look where we're at. Look what's going on. Shift gears on you again. Herschel Walker claims that the Democrats, they don't like America. He slams Biden's work with ex-Klansman Robert Byrd. They seem to have forgotten that. And I don't know, I don't think that they have forgotten it. I think they pushed it out of their heads on purpose. Anybody else? Why would you remember something like that? That is not a happy place to be. I mean, seriously. Anyway, former NFL running back Herschel Walker, he claimed Tuesday that the Democrats don't like America. And they're going to take your freedoms if they take power in November. We've seen it. We've seen it here in California. You've seen it all over the place when a Democrat. Look at Whitmer. You know, she'd become the female Mussolini. Walker also reacted to rapper Curtis / 50 Cent Jackson endorsing President Trump. Jackson tweeted Monday that while he still has misgivings about the president's view on minorities, the 62% tax rate that would be seen in New York alone is, I can't even repeat it. Out of your blankety-blanket mind. When asked by Sean Hannity what the media would do if they discovered that President Trump eulogized late Senator Robert Byrd and worked with segregationist Senate Democrats like Biden, Walker said that they would cover it nonstop. Walker added, I can tell you Herschel Walker would not be his friend. Right? Now, Byrd, he served in the Senate from 59 until his death in 2010. This is not what this was meant. 50 years. This is not what this was supposed to be. This is not what our founding fathers had in mind. These guys are supposed to be working and living in the areas that they grew up in or they were running in or they were representing. Not hanging out in D.C. the whole time. You know, he died at 92. At one time in his life, he was the exalted Cyclops in the white nationalist organization. Though he later disavowed and apologized for his past. Now look, if he was sincere, I don't know the guy. Didn't know the guy. If he was sincere about it, if he was sincere about his mistakes, he had a come to Jesus moment, then so be it. I'm not going to sit there and second guess him. Just not going to do it. All right. And but as Herschel Walker said, and look at here's a black man who's got a lot to lose. Really. Walker says, "Hey, you know, Americans, you better get out there and start to vote. That simple." He reminded everybody that Biden in 1976 supported a Byrd-sponsored measure, in 76 now, to use federal money to bus minority students to schools that weren't in their immediate neighborhoods. Why? Why would they do that? He said, if you don't vote Republican, you're not going to recognize America. If you don't vote Republican, you're not going to recognize America at all. If you let the Democrats get in control, your kids, grandkids are not going to recognize this country. It'll be nothing like you grew up in. Herschel says they don't tell the truth. And the truth is they don't like America. I have to tell you, based on how I see them work, what I've seen them do, everything points to the fact that they can't stand us. They hate us. They hate America. Hate what we stand for. I told you guys a while back. I hate doing that. I told you so. Not what I mean. But I told you guys a while back that this all was going to be a problem. Right? Because these people, this is a war. They want power. This is a war for them. And they're not giving up anytime. They're not giving up that power anytime soon. And when you think about what they're trying to accomplish, can you imagine Cuomo as Attorney General? He's got to let some of this stuff slip out a little bit here and there. Beto O'Rourke as your gun czar. And then you'd have AOC as the green energy czar. Isn't that great? I mean, it's going to go back to the old antics it was at when Obama, and I think Obama, like I said to you, I've said this before, I'm not ashamed to say it, somewhere in history, somewhere down the road, when I'm worm food 20 years from today, We're going to find out that the biggest scam pulled of the American people was the Obama presidency. Seriously. You know, they keep covering all this stuff up. Race relations in this country went downhill fast when he became president. Not the black president, let's be clear and precise, the half-black president, who they thought were going to do a lot more. And look at these black celebrities of today that are being honest. Leo Terrell being one of them. You know, saying, look, hey, this guy's done more for the black community in 4 years than you know, President Obama and others have done in the past. Why is that? And if Joey B, why doesn't he do? Why hadn't he done? Why hadn't he been pushing for all the stuff that he said he's going to do now if he gets in? Why would you believe him? Okay? I mean, seriously, why would you believe him? It just drives me out of my mind. Yeah, that we're believing all the garbage coming across the screen, Twitter, even though you know. Right? You know they're not there for you. You know they don't want Trump. So, last but not least, the presidential election 2020 ballots cast so far, some states are up at 30% of their 2016 voter turnout. You're seeing people show up in big droves. Look, don't, you know, some people are discouraged. I get calls all day long from people who know me. They know the show, but they know me. And they're like, give me good news. What do you mean, give you good news? Oh, God, all the polls show him is down and he's losing. I said, you sound like 2016. Stop it. Don't listen to these people. They're trying to discourage you from going to the polls. And I would go to the polls. I don't care. If I had a mail-in ballot, I would go to the poll, rip it up right in front of them. You check first. In some states, you probably can't do that. But rip it up right in front of their face and say, I want a regular ballot. And then you know it gets counted. I mean, that's what you know for sure. Yeah, I guess you know for sure. Many Americans are voting early. Yeah, I don't get this. I'm an old fart. I don't know what to tell you. In the 2020 presidential election, amid concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic, more than 34 million total ballots cast, so the Tuesday suggests a record turnout for this year's race. Back in 2016, only 6 million ballots have been cast by this time. The number of early ballots cast so far represent about 24% of the total national voter turnout. Now, the pace has dropped. I think, you know, again, because people want to make sure their ballots got there, a lot of them turn them around shortly after they got them. And, you know, I would rather go to the polls. That's just me. The political science professor Michael McDonald on the project website said that at the University of Florida, because the last week of early vote ran about 6.5 times at the same point in 2016, whereas this week it is only a little less than 5 times the compatible. I have no idea what he means by that. Sorry. McDonald said a lower rate is due to two factors. First, it's not like no one voted early in 2016. That was a record year for early voting, with about 40% of all votes cast early. We're at 20% of the 2016 vote total now. He said the ratio of 2020 early vote to 2016 early vote is going to come down simply because it's impossible that early voting is going to be 6 times what it was in 2016. But here's the deal. Whether you early vote or not, get out and vote. Go there. Call your neighbor. As a matter of fact, only call your neighbors or friends if they're on your side. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. I appreciate the time you spent with me and on the air, texting, tweeting. Head up to the website, check things out. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Hopefully you'll be with us, too.